some great questions and ask Catherine very quickly. One question was, what did I think of Paul Krugman's book, and pointing out that Amy Goodman has been promoting it a great deal. I have no idea. I pay no attention to Paul Krugman. I don't know what his book is about. I don't even know what's in it, and I have no idea what Amy Goodman is saying. I think Amy Goodman does a lot of work within a fairly scripted scope of work, and I don't always agree with her, but I think she does a lot of good work within that scripted scope, and I don't know. I have no idea. And just life is too hard, or it's life is too long. There's too much to do. There's so many, I've read every one of John Rappaport's books, but I'd rather read his book, Secret of Secret Societies, for the fifth time than read a Paul Krugman book. I had another great question. What do I think of the Free Lakota Bank? The Free Lakota Bank is a bank in South Dakota, apparently, or I don't know that it's technically a bank. It's an online website that purports to be a different kind of currency and different kind of bank. If you look at the basic information you need to understand or do due diligence on a financial organization, it has 0% of what you need to do basic due diligence. It does, however, have a lot of philosophy that, sort of describing what's wrong and we can do about it, all designed to pull at your heartstrings. And the reality is I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. There's just a great deal of basic disclosure documentation that any legitimate organization should provide, and they provide none of it. So I would stay as far away as possible. Finally, I watched the transformation movie posted on your blog, and it really scared me. I've heard your Clifford Carnicom and Gwen Scott interviews, and I want to know if you're doing any of the techniques you suggested for neutralizing the effects of chemtrails, such as diatomaceous earth in the morning or the organic grape juice at night. Is there anything a person can do to rid their body and blood of this artificial fungus coming through the air? I've tried the organic grape juice, and I have purchased the diatomaceous earth, which you can read about in the transcript or hear about in the interview we did with her. I haven't tried it. I don't think there's anybody who knows for sure if it's possible to rid ourselves of the fungus and other materials, let alone completely. And this is one where I've just decided to pray and keep going forward. I certainly do a lot to do as much detoxing as possible, and you can read sort of what I use for detox up on the blog. If you do a search for Catherine and detox, you'll pull it up. So we have some additional questions, but they are reserved for Let's Go to the Movies with John Rappaport, because they relate to the documentaries.